Let's get started with Nida Daf Yud Aleph, and we are on Yud Amabez. We'll start with the two dots. Just one ha'ara on the last. I'm not sure if I mentioned it, and that is relating to Uberes and the related issues. And that is, what about we spoke about having a vest during Yimei Ibura, and whether there could be a tziruf of siluk damim for Yimei Ibura and Yimei Hanaka, that was right before the two dots. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. What about a vest that a woman had before her Ibur and Hanaka, and then now she no longer is in that state? So does she have to return to the vest and hold of those earlier cycles? That's a machlokas Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rashba. The Shulchan Aruch says at the end of Kuf Pei Tes, we'll get to the beginning of Kuf Pei Tes in a couple of minutes, but the end of Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Lamedala, last Sif, Kuf Pei Tes again is the Sif about Simon about Vestos. Mu'uberes Mishahukar Ubra Umeinika Kol Chav Dal Chodesh. That's what we paskin, not like Rabbi Meir. Eina Choshesh is Lavesta Rishon. Afilu Imhaya Lavestas Kavua. This is just once she is in the state of Ibur and Hanaka. Even if she has a vest kavua, v'igia toch hazman hazeh, ein etzricha badika, umuteres labayla, afilu shofa'as v'ro'os dam, ba'os anonos, shein lemudas l'ros bahen, eino ela b'mikre. Right, that is not starting or continuing a vest. Arru yemeha Ibur v'hanaka, chozros lachush l'vest on arishon. So if a woman had a vest kavua, so then you have to go back to that, and she has to be choshish for that. If a woman had a vest sheino kavua, then it's uprooted, and there's nothing to be choshish for. Kate said, ha'ayla vest li yamim, im lamud ala rashi chadashim, o choshesh, chadashim, sorry, choshesh is the Rosh Chodesh Rishon, shehi poga asbo. If she had a vest kavua for Rosh Chodesh, then after the Yimei Ibur, Yimei Anaka, she has to be choshish for Rosh Chodesh again, v'chein kol kayotze bezeh, v'chein adim ha'ayla vest laguf, ol ezvan yadua. We will get to that. Haflaga, obviously, you have to have two in order to be able to be choshesh for it. But that's the last Shulchan Aruch, the last sif in Kuf Pei Tes. Okay, so we'll get back to the beginning of that siman soon. Be'ezus Hashem. Says the Gemara, b'ma amru dayashaita v'chulu. So if we remember, back at the end of the Mishnah, Daf Zayin, Amud Aleph, going over to Mabez. So far, we've spent three blot talking about every line of that Mishnah. What's a Menika? What's a Mu'uberes? What's a Zakena? What's a Psula? So the last three lines, Zayin Mabez, is Ubameh Amar Dayashaita. When do we say, what do we say Dayashaita by? Well, we just quoted a Machlokes about different types of women. Rabbi Elazar says, any woman that passes three onos dayashaita. Rabbi Yossi says, only Mubaris Meinika that passes shalosh onos dayashaita. And then the Gemara says, Ubameh Omar dayashaita. Whenever you say in these cases of Musulekas Damim, dayashaita, that's only by the first Re'iyah that she might see. But if she has a second Re'iyah, she's a Chazaka Musulekas Damim. But if she has a second Re'iyah, so then the Mishnah says she reverts back to a regular state, regular women, and therefore matama may ace la ace. Unless that first re'iya is ba'ones, some other external factor that caused it, then even the shnia is dayashaita pashtus, then the first one doesn't count because it was ba'ones. So the second one is kilu was the first one, and therefore you'd say dayashaita there, and she'd still be in the state, and you would think this re'iya is a mikra. It's not because that she has ruined her status of a misulek as dame. So says the Gemara now. B'meh amru dayashaita v'chulu. Amar Rav Akulu. Rav says, this is talking about all those women, all four women that are in the case of Musulekas Damim. If they have a Re'iyah, so Daesh Daeshaita, we don't go backwards. Right? Everybody would agree to that, not just Shammai. Right? Everybody would agree to that because she's in a state of Musulekas Damim, and that is what we paskin, all of them. Ushmuel Amar, Loshanu Ella, I have a Rambam Tara, please. Ushmuel Amar, Loshanu Ella, Basula V'Zakena. Oh no, only two out of four. Only Basula or Zakena have the status of, if it's the first one, so then Daeshaita, but the second one would already be Meislais. Aval Muberes Umeinika, but Shmuel says when it comes to pregnant or nursing, then the reason still continues. She's still nursing, she's still pregnant, and therefore Dayan Koyime Iburan, Dayan Koyime Minikusan. So even though she had a second Re'iyah, we would still say that she, her second Re'iyah is only Daeshaita. V'chein Rishimen Lakish. Also, we have a machlokas, not only Rav and Shmuel, but Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish says, Akulhu. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Loshona Ella Besula Uzakena. Not only those two of them. Where's Minika? Dayan Koyimei Bu. Dayan Koyimei mini kusa. Tosfos says, mashma afilu roek kama pa'amim. Right, according to the Mekel Deya, so then even if she sees a number of times, they're all dayan shaita, because she's in a state of hanaka, she's in a state of mu'uberes, and therefore no matter how often she sees, that is, again, in the rules of Tumah V'Tahara, this is not going to be in the Shulchan Aruch, the rules of Tumah V'Tahara, we would say dayan shaita. V'yavavi debalo yigiyaz v'araliros, amal al-shlishis v'tama meis leis, hainam shib dekivan shehokhsa galiros, batel hasiluk. When you have a woman who's very young, and then she sees a couple of times, so then that could undermine the chazaka of Mesulekas Damim. Aval hacha mu'uberes u'meinika hamistalkin adayin kayamim. By mu'uberes u'meinika, according to this day, according to Shmuel, or according to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason, the misalik, the one, the reason that makes her in the state of Mesulekas is still there. Adayin kayamim. Feel alone is talking with chila, mistalking v'ochin l'basof. And even if towards the beginning of pregnancy and nursing, it did not remove her dam, it will. It will, assumes the shitas, and therefore, no matter what's going on in terms of the rios, she will be able to hold dayan shaitan. And that's the Rambam Paskins, in Ilchas Mishkav Umoshav, in Perek Dal at Halacha Hey. The Rambam says, just find it, Mishkav Umoshav, after Tumas Aras, Dalet Hey. Alright, but that's where the Perek Dalet is, where the Rambam talks about all these halachas, Arba Nashim Dayan Shaitan, Enim Atamas Lamafreya, and then towards the end, Tinokas Shlikias Manaliros, Varas Pamrishona, Dayan Shaitan, Shnia, Mitama Lamafreya. Mu'uberes u'meinika v'zakeinu b'zula. All four. Shigiyas v'anam l'uras. Sh'ro ri'a rishona, dayin shaitan. Ro pam shnia, mitamas l'mafrei k'chol anashim k'boshim b'yarno. Right? The Rama Paskins, like the first opinion, like Rav, that it goes on all the women. Right? That all the women, once you see a second time, then we have to be choshesh. V'imroa shi'a shni rishona ba'ones, so then the second one will be dayin shaitan. So we paskin l'chumra in this regard. The Rav, it says, whenever we have a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, you pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Ravid argues, halakhalamaisa, on the Rambam, he assumes that we would go like Rabbi Yochanan. Interesting, what would the Rambam answer to that? We usually go like Rabbi Yochanan. Here's a double machlokas, right? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, halakha karav bi isure. Halakha kashmuel bedine. So this is isure. So, l'chor, it's Tumah V'Tahara, but it's probably closer to Yisurei than it is to Mamone. So, when you have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which trumps if Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are not on the same side? So, here, the Rambam passing like Rav and the Ravid passing like Rabbi Yochanan. So, that could be, so the Mefarshim here discussed, the Ravid says he passed like Rabbi Yochanan. But it could be that the Rambam would answer the earlier machlokas is Rav and Shmuel, and that is why we could go like Rav, even though Rabbi Yochanan is on the other side. That's what the Kesef Mishnah, Kabbalah Mefarshim discuss here in Hilchos Matame Mishkav Umoshav. Good. We continue. Kitanoi. Maybe it's even a machlokas tanoim. We just quoted it's a double machlokas amoraim, but maybe it's even a machlokas tanoim. Mu'uberes u'meinika. Again, what's the issue? If a nursing woman or a pregnant woman have her eos, do we say that undermines their state of misulekas damim? Or no, we say mikra, no matter how often, and still they will be in that state, re'iyah doesn't ruin it. So, maybe that's the machlokas tanoim. Kitanoim, u'beres u'minika shahayu shof ozdam. U'ba'oz, dayan koyime iburan, v'dayan koyime minikusan. Right, so that is, the more mekel shita, div Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon Omrim, lo amr dayan shantan, al beri shona, avabashtiyam etam meis la'es, umibikida lepikida. Good, so that is Machlokes Tanoim also. Next, Vimrasa Rishona, the last line of that Mishnah from Dav Zayin. If the first Re'iyah was Ba'ones, so then the second one is Kilo, the first one, and the second one we would say Dayan Shaitan in that case. So once we mention the word Ones, so we talk about a type of Ones, even though this following piece of Gemara doesn't really seem to belong right here, the Nitziv. Tries to work hard in the Merome Sada here to try to figure out maybe there's a deeper connection between the Gemara that we're about to have, which is about a vest based on Ones, and our Gemara. Our Gemara mentions it, if the Re is Ba'ones, but really the vest of Sugyas are elsewhere, but the Nitziv here in the Merome Sada discusses it. This is a new type of vest that we're about to talk about. Amar Avhuna, Kavtza Verasa, Kavtza Verasa, Kavtza Verasa. A woman jumps, she does exercise. some type of movement, and then she has a re'iyah, kav savarasa, three times, so then, kaval avesa, she now has a vest. Now, it was a vest for what? That is not clear. Lemai, let's read the Gemara, and then, or even stop here for a minute, even before that. A little hakdama, we'll have another hakdama later on, but a little hakdama when it comes to vestos. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan has a clear hakdama in the beginning of Kuf Peites. We just read at the end, but here, Kuf Peites, Mine Vestos, Rabim Haim. V'yesh Vest Kavua, V'yesh Eina Kavua. V'yesh Hefresh Ben Kavua Le'eno Kavua. There are differences between a woman who has a set cycle and a not set cycle. V'yesh Zmanim, She'enem Ru'uyim Le'kvua. Bohen Vestos. Afilu Ros La'kama Pa'amim. There are days that she cannot create a schedule, even if she has many rios. We'll see some of that today. V'hainu Yimei Ziva V'yimei Nida. Shiro Mimayam Pasuach. In the middle of her Yumei Nida, she started seeing 3 days ago. So day four is not going to create a vest. She's in the middle of her Iyah. Or during Yumei Ziva. We'll see that's a machlokas. V'chein Yumei Ibura Umei Nikasa, as we just saw. V'yeish Zmanim, Shafilu Yeish La Veses Kafua, Himesulekes Beilu Ayamim in a Ves, V'no Chashashas Lo, Ibura Umei Nika, V'chein Zakena V'chulu. So many dinim, different details. And then the Aruch HaShulchan says, Chamisha Minei Vestosein. There are five types of vestos that a woman can create for herself in terms of having to be choshesh in the following month. Number one is veses hayamim. Veses hayamim, she sees on a specific day of the month, and we have to be choshesh for the following month. Kagon, she regilo tamiluras barosh chodesh, obashin lachodesh, obashlishi, vizeo veses habenoni. Sherov nashim regilos liros bishloshim yom lishloshim yom. V'chek shi regila, first day, b'yom echad, v'chek shi regila, b'yom echad me'ashavua, b'yom beiz me'ashavua, b'chlaze regila liros, tamid, rak, b'shal, plonis. Okay, it could be more detailed, day of the week, time of the day, whatever it is, a certain time of the month, that is number one. Number two, ashenis, and included in that is if a woman has a vesa shena kavua, included in that is what we mentioned last week, ona beinanis. Ona beinanis, which is the av woman, we had the Gemara on Daf Tesma Beis. If a woman has a vesa shena kavua, she has to be choshes for day 30, or maybe even day 31, according to the Chavos Das, and that is all type 1, vest yamim. Number 2, shenis vest ha-haflagos, right, the vest that has to do with how much time in between, interval vest. Kagon, she regila liros b'chol chaf yom, every 20 days, or every 30 days, or b'chol chaf hei yam v'chayotzi b'zeh, she'ena riya kavua lo b'yom ploni, Ela kishema fleges mispar yamim. Interval vest, number 2. Number 3, hashlishis, which is similar, but not exactly the same. He has it as a third category, vest hadilug. Dilug means skipping some type of pattern, but it's not the exact interval. Klomar, shemidaleges tamid yom echad. She has a vest for 26, 27, and 28. So then the next time, you have to be choshesh for the next three. Kagon shariyasa hu be'echa b'nisan, u b'sheni b'iyar, u b'shlishi b'sifan, u b'rivi b'tamus. V'chein la'olam adalagas yom echad. V'gam b'veses aflagas, yiveses aflaga b'dilug. Kagon shirigil liros, so it could be the second day of the month, third day of the month, or like the one I said before, 20, 21, 22. So all of that is veses hadilug, or it could go down. 30, 29, 28. Doesn't have to go up, it has to go down. All of that are types of dilug, whether it's day or it's interval. Ubechal ze gam veses asirug, shimidaka liros bekol chodesh, viatas sirug overall, choshne chadashim. Okay, that is all number 3. So we have vestes of the yom, vestes of the haflaga, vestes of the dilug. Number 4, haravias vest haguf. Vest haguf. Now we're getting closer to what we're talking about here. A little bit. Vest hatoli b'maisa. Kigon shihiroa b'choleish shemifahekes o me'ateshes. Some type of physical symptom that she does, and right from that, she sees. Again, does that reflect? Does that cause? Doesn't matter, for our purposes. But either way, something happens, and then she has her re'iya at a specific amount of time afterwards. Ubechal zeh vestes akvitzos, and included in this is the vest of kvitzos. Kagon shebechal eisha kofetzes hiro adam. V'zeh nikra vest ha'ones. That's what we're about to see in our Gemara. Number 4, vest ha'ones, some external, what does external mean? It's not a natural re'iyah that just comes. There's a cause, so to speak, that comes from outside of the natural, just uterine lining that is that sheds, right? Some other cause. And finally, five, which is connected, ha-chamishas veses ha-murkav. If there's more than one ingredient to the vest, kagon, tali biyamim, ubemaisa. Kagon, shebechaleshe kofetzes o ma'ateshes umafahekes biyom ploni iroeh. Every Tuesday afternoon that she jumps, you know, she sees. Aval shelo biyom ploni, in aroeh. V'chei biyom ploni kshine kofetzes. In a row. That already is a machlokas that comes up on our daf. Right, that last one about, is there such a thing as a veses hamurkav? He quotes, we'll work backwards here, because we have it open. Ulodas harambam leka klal veses aguf, below kfiyazman. The Rambam holds that there's no such thing as a plain veses aguf, only murkav. Rova poskim cholkan alav. Varashpa machalik bein veses aguf, piyuk viitush, labein veses akvitzos. Kfitzos mode, that you need a yom kavua, but others not. Balamar is cholik amazer. This is the discussion that we're going to have, Be'ez Hashem, today. V'klal gadol hu, to call veses in onikva rak begimol pamim, v'yonek rak begimol pamim. That'll be, Be'ez Hashem, details that we will get to. And then he goes to Sif Aleph. But that is the introduction that the Aruch HaShulchan has here to Simen Kuf Peites. Again, many other details, in that one of the longer simanim in Hilchos Nida. So again, getting back to our Gemara. Our Gemara said that if a woman who is Misulekas Damim sees Ba'ones, then that doesn't count. And therefore the second Re'iyah also has the halacha of, you don't have to go backwards. Right? You assume she's still Misulekas Damim and she's only Daya Shaita. And the third one would have to go back. So Amar Rav Huna, let's read it again, Kafsa V'Rasa. Rav Huna says, if she jumps and sees Kafsa V'Rasa, Kafsa V'Rasa, Kavala Vest. She's Koveya Vest for what? Lomai. Ilei meliyamim. Is it for days? She's koveya vest for days. Hakol yom adlo kafes lo chazoi. So then what do you mean? Every day that she doesn't jump, then she doesn't see. So what do you mean? Why should it be vest for days if it's totally on the jumping? So the Gemara says, ela l'kvitzos. So it must be that she's koveya for kvitzos, for jumping. Meaning, Rashi, again, big discussion what Rashi means here. Let's just see Rashi. Ela l'kvitzos. Kivan derasa sholosh pamim ayde kvitza. Hurgala l'ri'as kvitza. She's hurgal to have a ri'ah for kvitza. U'bechal yom t'tikbots, mechaskinan l'baroeh. And every day this woman jumps, she has to be choshesh, that maybe she has a ri'ah based on this kvitza. V'im lo badka, t'meya, afilu shar yamos ha-shabbos. Right, just pure kvitza. So where it says, if it's pure yamim, why? She only had it when she's kofetzes. But the Gemara says, so it must be just for kvitzos. But the Gemara says, but the Braisa says that doesn't work. V'hatanya, kol shetikvena machmas ones, afilu kama pa'amim, lo kavaveses. Plain, just ones does not be kovaveses. So my lav kavaveses klal, doesn't that mean that she's not kovaveses at all? Right? Machmas ones is not kovaveses at all, and therefore it will be a kasha on Rafuna? Lo. No, it means it's not, you never kova aveses just for days or just for kvitzos. But you can be kova aveses for what we call murkav, right? Two ingredients there. So far, according to the Gemara, so the Gemara sounded like that you can, there's no other thing as a kvitzos, plain kvitzos. So you might read the Gemara. Where I tried to say, maybe it sounds logical, just for kvitzos. Like I said, no, Rav Huna doesn't say that. Okay, you're right. It just means, the Braisa just means that you can't have a vest for kvitza plain, but you can have a vest together. And maybe that's what Rav Huna means. Right? That's why it's not 100% clear l'maskana. What does the Gemara say about plain kvitzos? That's what the Rambam and the other Rishonim that we just saw holds. Rashi sounds like, earlier, just kvitzos would be, okay. But if you look in the Rishonim here, that's the discussion. I'll just read you from the Ritva. Again, all the Rishonim have a big discussion of this here. The Ritva says, Pirish Ra, Pirish Huzal, Shirasa Gimel Pamim, Idek Fitza, Bechol Yom Tidikvots, Bechaskina Le Karoa, Vafilu Bashar Yamim, Pirish Le Pirusho, sounds like from Rashi, which is the pashtus of the earlier line of the Gemara, Afilu Bashar Yamim, Shalo Ra'asa Bohem Adayin, Bekfitza. Right? If she had 3 days where she jumped, but it was all Tuesdays. Then maybe even on the following Wednesday, you know, if she jumps, you have to be choshesh. Who says it's both? Ulachora hayanirim and alashin demayrik bishakavsa verasa gimel pamim biyom yadua. Can you go on bechad b'shabbos? V'yafilu achi kava vesas l'kfitzas b'shar yamim. Yef shalom arkein. You can't say that. And therefore, what you have to say is that when Rashi says that it's 3 days with kfitzas, it means on a variety of days. And therefore, since it's a variety of days, then any, you assume it's kfitza and not yamim, and that's what you'd be choshish for. Nochach yesh lamar de maranzau, bekfitzos de yamim misuyamim she'enam mechuvanim, airi. V'yafilu hachi kava vesas bekfitzos lekala yamim. V'yafilu b'shar yamim shlarosavim kla bekfitza. Then he continues, but that's what it sounds like for Rashi, and that's what a number of Rishonim hold. They can be, a woman can be koveya, a vest just for ones, slash meaning kfitzos. There is a difference between kfitzos and other types of ones. Ones, again, we would call it any type of external stimuli, a sneeze, right, the mefahekes and me'ateshes that we said. That's a different type. That's more of a natural coming from within her. She doesn't cause it by doing anything. So even within ones, like we saw the Rashba and others, we won't be mechali. Again, this is the discussion. And again, there's a lot of lumdas here. You know, if you, why would you reject plain kfitzos? You might say, that's an external thing, but it has to come naturally from the woman. Any type of vest that's natural has to come from the woman and not dafka because of a something different. What about if a woman eats something? Woman eats a davar charif. Is that called ones or not? That's a machlokas by Lamar and the Ramban. The Baal Lamar, I mentioned last week that the Ravid, the Baal Lamar and the Ravid, I should say. Baal Lamar and the Ravid have a number. They were both sitting there in Provence, in southern France. They have a number of sets of machlokas. In the back of the Bali Anefesh, which is the Ravid Sefer on Hilchos Nida, there's the Sela HaMachlokas. That's where the Ravid and the Baal Lamar have machlokos about various issues in Hilchos Nida. The Baal was written by the Baal Lamar. He quotes a line from the Ravid and argues on him. Quotes the Ravid and argues on him. So this is one of them. They talk about what is called ones. What is this called ones, when a person eats. The Ravid says, quotes here, V'chein imav yesh vesto shein begufa shein tluyin b'maisa ubiyamim. Kigon, achla shum v'rasa, achla batzel v'rasa, kiskasa pilpin v'rasa, kafza v'rasa. Eat something sharp, he puts that in with dropping. V'chein im achla kol davar churfa, kigivan shekavala v'shalosh pavim mariz a vest. That's a vest. Can be a vest for eating something sharp. It says the right. Says the Baal Lamar. The nira midvar shezek klal gadol lachilos v'lekfitzos. Sheinu kavas laolam ela biyamim v'kfitzos inami biyamim lachilos. But if you continue, it sounds like you have to have a day link to it. V'anu ein lanu kein to lo ikri ones ela kfitza bilvad. V'chayosi ba kol davar sheina osa osa midai to ela karcha. Not in her control. Aval achilas shum ubatzel shu machol taiva v'chol davar shehu osa osa midaita lahana asa ein zenikra ones. That's not called ones. Even if you want to say ones has to be linked to yamin, the Baal Lamar says that I don't think that's called ones. And he continues with this discussion, which we're not going to go into. But again, that's hopefully we'll, when we review chazer ones later, we will do more. But that's the Shulchan Aruch also in Kuf Pei Tes in the middle. Yud Zayin and Yud Ches quote this machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba relating to plain kfitzos and the fact whether you need a day linked. Kafsa, I'll just read the Shulchan Aruch. Kol vash shenikva machmas ones. Koncha kafsa v'rasa. Afilu rasa bokame pa'amim. Im lo kava usan liyamim. Eino ves mebnei ha'ones rasa. Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin that just plain without link to a day, you don't have to be choshish for it. And the Ramah is machmir. Mikol makom choshesh eslo kamo levesa shena kavua. The Ramah says, no, maybe you should be choshish it like a vesa shena kavua. Continue. Meaning, even if it's a vesas kavua, it's a, you don't treat it like every time you jump, it's kavua. No, like a vesas shena kavua. Kavsa biyom yadua, but if it's kvitsa with its link to a day, then the Shulchan Aruch says, so then it could be, nikva. That's kuf peites, yud zayin, yud ches. Okay, again, big topic. We just touched on it. But let's continue now. Says the Gemara. Liyamim luchudayu pshita. Obviously, if it only came after she jumped, it's not going to be nikva just for days. So what was the hava mina earlier? So the Gemara says, Amar Avashi, could go into kafetz v'chad v'shabes, v'chazoy. Sunday jump, she saw. V'kafetz v'chad v'shabes v'chazoy. Sunday jump, she saw. U'b'shabes kavsa v'lo chazoy. The following time, she jumped on a Shabbos, the day before, and did not see. U'b'chad v'shabes chazoy v'lo kvitza. And then on Sunday, she saw three Sundays. The first two was with a jump, and the third one was with a jump the day before. So you might think, oh, this is, here's a plain day, because obviously she saw on the three Sundays. It could be that yesterday's jump, she jumped on Shabbos. So maybe the Shabbos' jump caused it to happen today on Sunday. It's a combination of the two. But, so therefore you might have thought that this is just a kfil yom, and the Gemara says, no, it would be a combination. One version. That's all one version of Rav Huna. Rav Huna who said on top, Kaval of Esses. Lishna Achrina, Amar Rav Huna, Kavsa Virasa, Kavsa Virasa, Kavsa Virasa, Kaval of Esses, Liyamim, Velo Lekvitzos. So Rav Huna says, adds that line, only for Yamim. We just rejected that before. So what's this case talking about? How do you know, how can you have a Nikvav just for days? Hey, Chidami. Amar Rav Ashi, the following case. The Chafetz Bechad B'Shabbos, V'chazoi. The kafetz b'chad b'shabbos v'chazoi. Sunday jump sees. Sunday jump sees. And then, u'l'chad b'shabbos chazi below kfitza. The third one, there's no jump at all. Right, the earlier one, there was a jump the day before. But if the third one, there's no jump at all, so then we say that it's just liyamim dehasim igloi milsa de yom ahud kagarim. So we assume that it's the yom that's garim because there was no jump the third time. It just so happened that the first two times there was a jump also, but that's not connected. Adkan, a little bit about Vesas Lekvitzos relating to the last line of the previous Mishnah about Ones. So now we get into the Mishnah about Bedikos. Right, we already referred to this. Rashi already quoted this Mishnah on Daf Beis. When we spoke about Bedikos, these are the Bedikos that Chazal instituted in the days of Tumah V'Tahara to protect Kodshim and protect Taharas, because if a woman has a Re'iyah, we want to make sure that it can't go back too far. Says the Mishnah. Even though that we say Dayashaita, when? Who are we talking about? Rashi Tosas. Rashi says, a woman who has a vest. Isha Sheish La Vest, Rashi says. That's the context of the Mishnah. Even though by a woman who has a vest, Dayashaita, she still has to do Bedikos. Even though Dayashaita, and we say that it's not going backwards, there's a Chumra. Chumra Midrabana, she still has to do Bedikos, twice a day in order to protect Taros. Tosfos, look in Tosfos. Tosfos is printed on Amid Beis. Tosfos Amid Beis. Tosfos says maybe we're talking about the women who, even the four women, you know, not just even a woman who has Ves Kavua, even the four women. Those are two categories of women that we say Dayashaita. Okay, we'll go with Rashi for now. Avavish Amur Dayashaita, Tzri Chalios Bodekes. She has to do checks morning and night, as we'll see, in order to protect Taros. Chutz Min Hanida. Except if a woman is a Nida, during her Zman Anida, so then you know she's a Nida. There's no reason to do Bedikos. V'had Yosheves al Dam Tawar, or during her 66 days after having a baby, when anything that comes out anyway is Tahar, so there's no reason to check, because even if she checks, it's going to be Tahar. So Nida and Yosheves are for opposite reasons. One, she's Vade Tame anyway, one, she's Vade Tahar anyway. Next. Umisha Meshes Be'idim Chutz, and also, a woman has to do bedikos when she is with her husband. Mishameshes be'edim. Again, Rashi says, even though she has a vest, she has to before and after tashmish. Chutz miyosheves al dam toar. Again, except for this woman, yosheves al dam toar, because everything is toar anyway. Ubesula shedemeha tahorim. And a woman who has not reached the age of having nida, so therefore her dam is tahor there. So Dayashaita, the women who are Dayashaita have to do bedikos except for two exceptions, and Mishameshes Be'edim, also at Takana Rabbanan, except for these two exceptional cases. Upa'amayim Tzricha Lios Bodekes, Shachris Ubein Hashmashos, twice a day. Twice a day, in the morning and in the afternoon. U'bishah Shehi Overes L'Shamashes Be'sa, and also when she is going to be with her husband, and we'll get to that in the Gemara. Yeseros Alein Kohanos, wives of Kohanim have extra bedikos to do, b'shashin ochlos b'truma, when they're about to eat truma, also they have to check to make sure she doesn't want to be matami the truma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af b'shas avarta milacha b'truma, even after she finished eating truma. We discussed this back in the beginning of the Masechta. Is this because you're worried about what was, or you're worried about the leftovers? What still is in front? So we'll have to see. We discussed that already a little bit earlier, and we'll have to see, it's going to come up again here. So again, these two bedikos, we referred to this already earlier in the Masechta, but why did Chazal were misaking two bedikos every day? Says Rashi, Shachris ibn Ashmashas, Shachris lahachshir taros shel laila, Arvis lahachshir taros shel yom. It's to be Matar the Tyrus from the past, and that is also what the Gemara says here. We'll get to it, but at the bottom of Amma Beis, it's talking about Loisha Asuka Mataris. Asuka Mataris, that's what the context seems to be. So we'll wait a little bit to see that Gemara, and then we'll talk more about it. Lamaisa, how did it translate that two bedikos for taros to some minority of Rishonim, which are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, two bedikos even for Libayla. So we'll have to talk about that. But just one other har in the Mishnah. Here it says, when is the bedika done? Shachris u'bein hashmashos. So what does bein hashmashos mean? That means in the afternoon, the late afternoon. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says when a woman does a bedika, or especially a hefsek tara. We try to do it late in the afternoon. Again, if a woman doesn't know what's going to be later in the afternoon, it's always advisable to do a bedikah in the morning. Do a bedikah in the morning, so you can always rely on that. Very few cases could you not rely on a bedikah boker. Kim'at, 98% of cases, a bedikah boker could work for a hefsek tara and for a bedikah during Shiva Nikiya. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes that bein hashmashos is when should be done. Rasa yom echad velvan. Let me just find the line. Shivas yamim shazor soferes matchilin mimachros yom shepaskabo. Talks about the which woman requires a bedikos. B'kol yom yishivim esvira tzrichalios bedekas lachadchila pamayim b'kol yom. We'll get back to that lashon. Achas shachas va'achas samach lemen hashmashos. So the Shulchan Aruch adds in one word. Ben Hashmashos means after Shkia. The Shulchan Aruch here adds in one word, Samuch leBen Hashmashos, because we want to make sure that it is done earlier before the Ben Hashmashos. That is what we'll see the Ber Hagolah, we'll see the others. That's also quoting from a Mishnah later on that we will see. I think it's Samaches or so. The Shulchan Aruch says there, it doesn't quote the Lashon of Ben Hashmashos, but that's where the Shulchan Aruch there also talks about the Bedikos that are going to be, Ben Hashmashos, here it is, yes, Samach Hesam and Aleph. Samach Hesam and Aleph. Neither Shabbat Gatzma Yom Shvi Shachrez, Umatzador, Ben Hashmashos Lo Afrisha. Lachat Shabbat Gatzma there again, Ben Hashmashos is used there, but the Shulchan Aruch here adds in Samach to tip us off that it's not, after, but it is, before. Does one ever have any flexibility in terms of bedika, especially hefsek tara? So many times the rabbanim are questioned, you know, this man after shkia, that man after shkia. So it depends on the poskim. Same halacha comes up a little less radical context, but shal shudis. You know, when can you wash? How long after shkia can you wash? So Rav Moshe is famous for his heter of 9 minutes. 9 minutes after shkia. Again, that's a kula. Some poskim say shkia. Rav Avadia seems to say 12 or 13 minutes, 13 and a half minutes he has in Taras Abayis. But where does the 9 minutes of Rav Moshe come from? Remember, that is Rav Moshe's, in the context, Rav Moshe in Dalat Samach Beis, in Arach Chaim, that's where he talks all about Rabbeinu Tam, and 50 minutes, when does he get 50 minutes? Many are Mekel like Rabbeinu Tam, like Holy Rabbeinu Tam, not Mekel, Holy Rabbeinu Tam's 50 minutes. Rav Moshe deals with the three-way machlokas aposkim. How long is a meal? The Gemara says that bein hashmashos, bein hashmashos is the time it takes to walk 3/4 of a meal, and from shkia to tzeis is 4 mil. That's the stira that Tosfos deals with in Psachim and Shabbos. How do you put that together? I thought bein hashmashos was the time between shkia and tzeis. So what does it mean that between shkia and tzeis is 4 mil, and bein hashmashos is 3/4 of a mil? How do you put that together? So that's the machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra and the Gaonim. How do you deal with that? But Rabbeinu Tam is the one that says that Bein Hashmashos is the last 3/4 of that 4 mil. The last 3/4 of a mil of that 4 mil, that's the Bein Hashmashos. The Vilna Gaon says, no, it's the first 3/4 of that 4 mil is Safek Yom Safek Laila. At the end of 3/4 of a mil, so then it's Vaday Laila. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's Vaday Yom until the last 3/4. And different reasons, different halachas kick in for different halachas. That's the two shkiyas of Rabbeinu Tam. But in that context, Rav Moshe discusses, how long does it take to walk a mil? That's the machlokas aposkim. 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes. right? Three of those. So if you take the most largest shear for a mil, how long it takes to walk 24 minutes. So then 3/4 of a mil is 18 minutes. 3/4 of a mil is how long it takes you to walk 18 minutes. So during that time, it takes 18 minutes. So then that is Safek Yom, Safek Laila for the Gra. That is Vada Yom according to Rabbeinu Tam. And Rav Moshe says that in the case right after of if you have 3/4 of a mil, according to let me just find the tshuva. According to even according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra, it's not Vada Laila. And therefore Rav Moshe is Mekel when it comes to 9 minutes. How does he get 9? Based on what we just said, you have to work backwards. Rav Moshe says, you look around New York area, Poba America, 50 minutes after Shkia is Vaday Laila. You can't argue with that, says Rav Moshe. So now work backwards. If 50 minutes is 4 mil, so then 25 minutes is 2 mil. How much is 1/4 of a mil? So 12 and a half minutes is a mil, and 3/4 of a mil would be 9 minutes. That's where Moshe gets 9 minutes. He works backwards. 50 minutes is Vada, according to even Rabbeinu Tam. Moshe's 50 minutes for Shabbos is even according to Rabbeinu Tam. There's other Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam 72 minutes if you take a literal, that 18 minute mil. And if you say 96 minutes, that's 24 mil. 24 minutes for a mil. But Moshe says, Asher chamisha minut achar shkia kfar kol ha-shamayim alei kochavim v'u choshech kibam sa'alayla v'lo pachas mimikomoseinu b'Europe achar ein beiz minute v'yoter. 72 minutes in Europe is 50 minutes for New York, says Moshe. And therefore he says, Moti Shabbos, really technically 50 minutes is done. You ought to be machmer l'chadchila minaroy l'acher yosem adin afshik far mutter for 72. But anyway, but that's where he gets the 9 minutes from. Because 9 minutes is 3/4 of a mil based on 50 minutes being 4 mil. And that's why he's mako by hefsik tara. It says, leni hefsik tara emaisa anusa. Not lechadchila. If she's an anusa, v'lo yachlo lasos b'dikas hefsek tara ad achar ashkia, yichola begimel revoi mil harishonim mitam svek sveka, shalachem. What's the svek sveka? According to Rabbeinu, maybe it's halachos like Rabbeinu Tam, vada yom. And even like the groa, it's suffik yom. Right? That's the svek sveka. Shalachem, bekan New York, v'chadom urak at tisha minut, mitchilas hashkia. And that's what he says there. Again, other poskim are more machmir. Shkia, shkia. Shkia, bein lekula, bein lechomra. Right? What about the Avni Mincha after Shkia? What about Shalosh Shudis? All different days. But again, that's the language of the Shulchan Aruch, Samach leBein HaShemashos, and not during Bein HaShemashos. Okay. Says the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Chut min Anida. A woman has to check do bedikos except for Nida, because she's already Tameh. So the Betoch Yimei Nidusa lo by bedika. During her Yenida days, she does not require bedika. Says the Gemara, HaNechal Rishemen Lakish. That works for Ish Lakish to Amar. Isha Kavas Laves, Bedochim Ezi Vasa, but Isha Kavas Laves, Bedochim Inidusa Shapir. There's no reason for a woman to do a bedika during her Yumei Nida if she can't be Kovei Avest during her Yumei Nida. That's what Rabbi Ish Lakish says. El Rabbi Yochanan to Amar, Isha Kavas Laves, Bedochim Inidusa. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, no, she could be Kovei Avest even her during Yumei Nidus, Tivdok Dilma Kabbalah Vest. There would be a reason to do bedikas even during that time. Amalach Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan would answer, yo, no, ki amina ana hecha dechazisi mayin sasum. Even according, when do I say that she kovea vest during Yemei Nidus? That's only if she sees me mayan sasum. What does that mean? It means, Rashi explains, let's say she's trying to kovea, she sees on Rosh Chodesh, and then she sees on the 25th day of the third month. So then, by the time she comes, the first two were from Mayan Sasum, meaning it was her first Re'iyah. So then we might say, on the third Re'iyah, even though she already saw on the 25th day of the previous month, but the third Re'iyah is Rosh Chodesh, that could be Kovei Avest. As long as the first two were from Mayan Sasum, it was the beginning of the Re'iyos for those months. Ava Chazisi, Mayan Pasuach, Lo Amri. But if a woman, even the earlier, started her Re'iyos not on the same day, can be Kovei Avest there. And therefore, that's what I would say here. She wouldn't have to do bedikas because it was Mimayan Pasuch. She already started the Re'iyah. Good. Vayoshevas Adam Tovar, also a woman who does not have to do bedikas, is a woman who is during her Yemei Yoledes, her Yemei Adam Tovar, the 33 and the 66 days. So Kosaka Daitach Mivakeshas Leishev Adam Tovar. We say the Havamin is that not only if she's in the middle of the 33 days or the 66 days, what if it's right after day 7 ends for a boy? right after the Yisamen ends. She's mevakeshes. She doesn't have to do any bedikas. No bedikas. So the Gemara says, Hani chalarav da amar, ma'ayan echad hu, hatora timaso v'atora tiharto. We'll get to this later on, but Rav, we'll have to talk about what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is here, but Rav says, the source of the dam of a woman who's tamei and who's tar is considered one source, ma'ayan echad hu. So therefore, even if she's seeing dam during her seven tamei days, and she continues to see dam on day eight, which is tar days, it's all good. It splits in the middle. This is tamei, this is tar. So according to that shita, there's no reason to do a bdika, because you don't have to know if she stopped, even if she didn't stop. So then, atar timasav, atar tiaratos shapir. Then we understand why there's no bdika needed. Elo Levi, damar shnei mayon haseim. But according to Levi, who says, no, there are two different sources that you need to know that she stopped. So tivdok dilma akati lo pasaka hu mayan tame. Don't you have to know if she stopped or not? So Amar lecha Levi, you're right. Levi would say, I would say that you need to stop. This Mishnah that says you don't have to stop, Hamani Beishamahi to Amri Mayan Echadu. Right, this Mishnah would be like Rabbi Shammai, who holds Mayan Echadu, who says, you don't need a hafsik in the middle. Ask the Gemara, Sasam Latanaka Beishamahi. We'd rather not say that. So our Mishnah is reflecting the Shita of Beishamahi. Right, we generally are Beishamahi, right, we know the Gemara says in Brachas, Beishamahi B'makam Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. It's not only a sheet that we don't paskin like. It is a rejected, right? The Baskol in Mesechas Erevin said we don't paskin like Bishamai. So how could we even be so same? So Gemara says, Stam v'achar kach machlokes hu. You're right, this is a stam, but later on we'll clear it up. V'chol stam v'achar kach machlokes, ein alach gestam. We won't paskin like it, so it would be okay. That's one way how Levi could read the Mishnah. It's like Bishamai, we don't paskin that way. V'yibayisema, or go against, undermine what we thought. It's not at the beginning. She would have to do a bdika just to know that the dam stopped after you made tumah, before you made tara. Yosheves k'tani. We're talking about in the middle of the days. And that's why, even according to Levi, you already know she's tahora, and therefore she wouldn't have to do a bdika. Yosheves b'ayla meimra, then what's the chiddush? In the middle of her 66 days, obviously there's no bdika to be done. There's no vest. There's nothing. It's all tar. Ma'o de tema tiba de tivdok de dilma kavala vest. You might think, no, you're right. The dam itself would be tahar. You may tara, but maybe she'll be kovei a vest. Kamashblon de mayan tar lamayan tami lo kava. Kamashblon, you can't be mitzarif. If this is mayan tar, it can't lead to a vest. So Gemara says, Hani chalalevi damar shtei mayan osheim. That works if you say it can't combined. It's two mayanos. El Rav Damar Mayan Echadu Tivdok Dilma Kavala Ves, according to Rav. Answer, Afilu Achi Bimei Tara, Yimei Tumah Loma Kava. Even if you want to say Shnei Mayanos, you can't be Mitzarev, days of Tumah, days of Tara. Whatever she has sees in the days of Tara, that's not creating any Ves for afterwards, and therefore even Rav would agree to that. Good. Again, there's a lot more there about the Yimei Tara, Yimei Tumah, even hashkafically, why there are more days of for a woman, for a girl, both Yimei Tumah and Yimei Tara, the Gemara Nida, why there's 7 days for a boy, maybe that's because we want them to be happy on the day of the bris. Okay, a lot to talk about. We'll have to leave that for now. U'mishameshes ve'edim v'chulu. So the Mishnah says that Chazal instituted Bedikos Bishas Tashmish as well. Tanan Hasan, the Mishnah says, in the last parak of Shas is called Parak HaTinokas, because of this Mishnah that we're about to quote, which is the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalet. Parak HaTinokas. Tinokas Shlo Yigiyaz Man Aliros, a woman, a girl, who did not reach the age of Re'iyah yet, V'nisseis, and she got married. So, the Shaila is, how many days? And she has Dam from the Dam Besulim. How many days do we give her to assume it's all Dam Besulim, and we don't assume that, oh, maybe she's having her first Dam Nida? How long do we give her? So, Beishamay Omrim, Nosan La, Arba Lelos, four nights, and Psula Nisses Liom HaRevi'i, right? And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, right? That's the four nights. Beisil Omrim, Achetich Yamake, no, there's no specific time limit until the wound heals. Amar of Gidal, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu, and how do we, the whole issue here, and the fact that Beisil says, until the wound heals, how do you know? Ela Shalo Paska Machmas Tashmish. She never stopped seeing. Every time she had tashmish, she saw dam. And the next day, she might have had some dam separately. She could attribute that to the pesulim, because she keeps having dam b'shas tashmish. So even if the next morning she also has dam, you can attribute that to the tashmish also. Aval paska machbas tashmish. But if she ever had tashmish without dam, And then verasa, and then she sees not during the during that time tameo, because you can assume that's not from the wound. If she had tashmish once and there was no dam, and then the next day she sees without tashmish, she just has the riyah, then even Basila would agree that tameo. Why? Because the maka was healed. And of our lila achas below tashmish verasa tameo. Also, if one night went by without tashmish and she sees again without being with her husband, Tameya also. Why? Because we assume that Tashmish will be Gorim Dam only for the next morning. But if it's the next day, right, it wouldn't be attributable to that. Nishtanu Mara Damim Shalah Tameya, or if it's a different color. In the days of the Gemara, they could tell the differences between red and red. Different types of red. We'll have later on that even that later Amoraim said, well, we don't know the differences nowadays. All red, we have to be machmir for. But there were those that were expert in various shades. So if there was a change in the dam, also tame, because it's a different dam than was found earlier. Masa Rabiona. But what about now our Mishnah? Rabiona asked a kasha from our Mishnah to that Mishnah later on. Masa Rabiona, Basulcha Damal Tahorim, who does not have to do B'dikos, a Basula who never saw before. So, why does our Mishnah say that there's no B'dikos required for a Basula? Why? Because the Riyah that she's having is attributable to Dam Basulim, to Shamish Be'idim, to Doman Ishtana Mara Damim Shala. Maybe it's going to be a different color red. And then we would be able to say, it's Dam Nida. Amarava, you're right, change the resha. The resha means exclude nida and dam toar. They do not require bedika. Right, but a besula would require bedika for those cases for the taros. But then that's kasha. Does a besula need or the besula not need? The first line of the Mishnah is mashma that a besula does not need, and the next line of the Mishnah says that a besula needs. Depends if she was with her husband. If she was with her husband, then it's not gonna help with a bedika. Why? Because you're checking because the color might have changed, but the color might have changed based on the tashmish. Right? And if we're checking afterwards, it won't be any clue for us to, be matame her anyway. And Tanana Mihachi, the Bryce also says, when do we say that Basilo says that there's no need for a bedika? If she constantly saw it because of the tashmish, and then she sees the following day, not from the tashmish, you can attribute that. All those cases, as we saw before. Good. Here's the key that we mentioned earlier that we were going to come back to. Pamayim utzricha v'cholu, twice a day. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Oshana Ela L'taharos, Avalabayla Muteres. The two bedikas a day only for Tumah V'tahara, because we're careful. But for Bayla Muteres, Muteres without any bedika. No bedika is required whenever a woman wants to be with her husband. Pshita, Shachris Tanan. Obviously, we know this is only L'taharos. It says Shachris. What does that mean? Because, as Rashi quotes from other Gemaras, that husbands and wife are generally not together during the day, right? And that's why Shachris, why would you have to do a bedika by Shachris? So it must be just Lataris and not for husband and wife. Are there exceptions to the rule? Yes, but we're talking about the natural, the regular behavior. So Shachris Tanan. So that's Pashit. So Gemara says, Eli Yidmar Asefe Idmar. It's talking about the last line, the next line of the Mishnah. Ubishashi Overs Lashameshes Besa. She generally has to do a bedika when she's with her husband. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Lo Shona Ela Bisha Azuka Bataris. When do we say that is done? When does a woman have to do any types of bedikas besas tashmish? So that's a woman who's Osekas Bataris, Demigo, Dubai Bedika Lataris, Boyinami Bedika Labaila. Once she's in the world of bedikos, she lives at the time of bedikos, so she does one for the Baila too. Aval Ena Asuka Bataris, Loboy Bedika. But if she's not Asuka Bataris, she doesn't require the bedikos of Shas Tashmish. That's why Bizman Azef. We don't have the bedikos b'shas tashmish. Is this going on though? Even the earlier line, like the havamina that we thought it was talking about, not b'shas tashmish, but there was just bedikos generally to the shivanikiyim, or that wasn't even the shivanikiyim. It was just during the time that she wanted to eat truma v'kachim. How does this gemara relate to shivanikiyim b'zman hazeh? That's the machlokas we showed him. Let's just finish first. So the Gemara says, "My kamash lantanina." What's the chiddush then that a woman doesn't require bedikos in the case that she's not a suka bataris? Kalan Hashem becheskas tara lebalayan. We know all women are cheskas tara. Imi masdisa nava mina hanimili bisha sheish lavest. You might have thought that that's only The Mishnah is only when a woman has a shas vest, that's why she doesn't require bedika when it's not. Aval isha she'ein lo vest by a bedika. But a woman who doesn't have a vest, maybe we would think she does require bedikos. I v'ha masisan, but our Mishnah b'isha she'esh lo vest askinan. We're just talking about a woman who has a vest, so we would know that. Masnisan, the Gemara said, no. Bein she'esh lo vest, bein she'ein lo vest. Doesn't, either way, our Mishnah is not, limited. V'ha kamash v'lan da avagav the yesh lo vest, the Chiddush is, even if she has a vest, once you're doing bedikos, not Pesha's vest for Taurus, she should also require labayla. One more line. V'amar Shmuel Chad Zimna. Didn't we learn this already? Damar Abzeir Amar Abbar Yirmi Amar Shmuel. Isha Shein La Vest Asur L'Shamish Ashet Divdok V'yokimna Ba'asuka B'Taharos. So Gemara says Chad Mechal Chaver Te'irtma. You're right. One of them he didn't say. One of them was just the Mashmos of the Talmidim. Based on the other statement that he said, he only said it once, though. Period. So again, as we mentioned earlier, this discussion translates into Machlokas Rishonim. Rov Rishonim assumed that the two bedikas a day are only for Taurus. That's the context here. Not exactly the same, but that's the Pashtus. But the Torah quotes the Smak and other Rishonim in the minority that quote two, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, L'chadchila. Shulchan Aruch says, L'chadchila, during Shiva Nekiyim, which is not what our Gemara is talking about. Our Gemara is either talking about Stam, when a woman's Osik B'Taharis, or B'Shas Tashmish. But now, that's related to, what about B'dikos Bizman Hazeh, when a woman needs B'dikos during Shiva Zekiyim? So that's the different deos, L'Chadchila and B'Dievin. B'Kol Yom Yishivim Me'asvira, Tzri Chalios B'Dekas, L'Chadchila, Pa'amayim B'Kol Yom. Achas Shachas, Achas Samach L'Ben Hashmashas. If you look in the Be'er HaGola here, Be'er HaGola usually just quotes Mar Makomos. And a source. So here the Baragola quotes, Tur b'shem smag, maybe it's a smag, maybe Mishnah Shem, daf yud aleph. V'yalagav da sikra shem de lo'omer elo taris, hu adin b'makom shetzricha shivinikiyim. These Rishonim hold that it's also where you need shivinikiyim, tehi b'cheskas temeya kamola taris la'achar shetavla. That's what the Baragola says right here, but again, it's the Mefarshim also on the tour and in the postgame. V'imlo batka b'kola shiva, ela pam achas. And then what about the bidyevets? So the next level down, there are some poskim that say that maybe Bizman Hazeh, one should do less bedikos, maybe one a day. But again, one has to ask their local posek. The Shulchan Aruch says two l'chadchila. But if she didn't, so what's the bidyevet? A couple of different levels of bidyevet. All the dimachlokos in the Rishonim. V'imlo batka b'kol ha'sheva ela pamachas. Once in 7 days. We generally try not to rely on that one, even with the Evan. Loshna batka b'yom rishon shal ha'shiva b'yom shvi. O b'echan me'am soim me'achar shabatka b'yom shekodem ha'shvi u'matzah tahora. As long as she did the hefsek tara before day one, alula. So there is a day out there that generally we try not to rely on even with the Evan. But that's one during Shiva Nekiyim. Avalam lo batka b'kol ha'shiva. If she's no bedikas the entire Shiva Nekiyim, ubayam hashmini batko matzah tahara, ein la liyom shmini bavad, umashalem esalav. And day eight, that doesn't work. V'yesh omrim, shetzorach liv shetivdok biyom rishon me'ashiva ubayam hashvi. V'ein la hakel. Shulchan Aruch quotes, there's another day, day one and seven, that's as much as we'll, many poskim b'makom tzarech will allow a woman to do that b'di evet, one during the Turan time period. There are extreme cases where we might rely on it, but generally we try not to. The Shulchan Aruch says here, one in seven b'di evet is what we rely on. Okay, and then she continues and talks about other cases. Potka atzva b'yom shepaska miliros u'matza temeya. What about the other details of Hefsik Tara? Then the Shulchan Aruch talks about what we discussed earlier also, Machlokas Rishonim. Do all the bedikas have to be the same level of quality? Right? Does the Hefsik Tara have a different level of quality than the others that we saw? Also, we pask in L'chumra that all of them have the same level of quality. They all have to be Bechurin u'bistakin. That's Kuf Sadi Vav Sif Vav. Either way, a lot here, but we'll have to stop here, Hashem. We'll continue next time with Tanya Nami Hachi. We continue here tomorrow, the last daf of Perek Shammai, of the first Perek here in Meseches Nida.